Greetings, everyone. This is a Sound Health Options Happy Hour show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. This is another exciting show as we attempt to train people, teach people that everybody has weight issues from a different perspective. And we want to share that because the United States is like only second to the fattest people in the world. So I think that's an exciting thing. For me, it was AMPK. I had to increase my metabolism. So we're going to have a show about that, especially on down the line as we look at other people. We did our first session on Oprah and found out in her case that it was hormones and something called adiponectin. The second one we did in the series was Kim Kardashian, and she has a genetic issue with moving fat out of the cells of the body, the buttocks and the lower legs. And today we're going to be sharing secrets about Kelly Clarkson, who's been very open about what is going on with her weight issues and how it is affecting her her career. So this is Kelly Clarkson. And first we're going to do a PowerPoint and then ask for an audience participant that has the same kind of body type as Kelly Clarkson, because we think that's how we can divide people into sections and help them by where the weight is on their body. My weight's in my belly. I've never met you, Richard, although we've been acquainted what, 5, 6, 10 years. I can't even remember.
A long time. Many lifetimes come Choctaw, as they say in the old movies.
Well, when I had a thyroid issue, my neck was very swollen, and you could see fat accumulating there. And that's one of the things that happens. The body tries to protect what is in stress. And when your thyroid's in stress, then you can see that in the person's neck. I don't have any pictures of Kelly Clarkson with that, but you can see round rings. And I think the people who have stomach fat have liver issues. I think I ended up with diabetes genetically, yes, but I think it was from a fatty liver. And as soon as I got that under control, my weight started to come off. So I think weight is primarily metabolism, and not a lot of people look at that, because people who are overweight are judged a lot, that they're lazy, they're don't have initiative, they're less smart, they have no willpower. Do you, I don't know if you have a weight issue at all.
I have several weight issues. No, hockey or thick. And where I grew up, I walked down to school, and this isn't in the snow, no sad tunes here, just in California. But when we lived up on the top of the hill, I always had walked to school, so I have big leg muscles. And I always have had. And then having been a chef for 20 years in the restaurant business, I've always been muscular and thick. When I was really sick, I lost about 30% of my muscle mass on my arms and upper torso. But I've always been thick in the middle to fat. Mostly middle, though. I mean, a little bit of it does get into my legs, but not much. So I do have fat in my belly.
It might also be from a leaky gut. That is a good one. We just did a big project that over the weekend. So we don't know. We haven't done a complete analysis of you, but we should.
Yeah.
Do you feel any prejudice because of your weight? Are you judgmental about women because they might be thick in the middle?
I had a grandmother who would come from California. She lived to be 106. And she would come to California, and my brother was in competitive sports. He was a swimmer. He played baseball. I was a fat kid, again, still walking to school, doing all this stuff. I was never into sports, but I'm not competitive, so I don't care about sports. And she always judged me as lazy because I was, you know, and I was running up and down hills. And when I was in my teens, I worked on my brother's, had a wood business where we'd find trees that had fallen down and cut them up and split them by hand and sell them and haul and move. So I was always physically active, you know, spending a couple weeks to a month hiking around the Ventana Wilderness, which is around Big Sur. But my grandmother would always come to whenever she'd come to California, it was always like, "You're fat and lazy." And that's, so I grew up hearing that. And I've been judged down through the years for being heavy, but I'm physically active. So yeah, there's judgment on my part.
Do you think that men are more judged or women are more judged for being overweight?
I think women are probably more judged because there's so much craziness about women having to be now in this culture. If you look at, you know, like the Oscars, most of the women have become thin to what I would call anorexic. They don't have much fat tissue because that's the trend. It's sort of, it's almost like we've gone back to Twiggy where everybody's supposed to be stick thin.
And that's not too good for anyone either.
Bad for their hormones.
Yes, absolutely is bad for hormones. Look at a lot of the athletes, the women especially, their periods will totally cease when they are too thin. So it puts stress on the liver. Have you ever heard, I know you've heard the word racist, judgmental about race. Let's start a new trend. How about fattest?
I'd wear that hat.
Somebody
no, except I'm not a fattest. I'm being judged as being fat. So,
somebody
yeah.
called me an ageist the other day because I couldn't work Twitter or something. So we're going to create this word fattest.
Fattest, and, yeah.
And there are a lot of things that we have learned over the last 30 years here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. And what we have mainly learned is being fat is not a matter of willpower, because when you have the right metabolism, the willpower is there. I'll give you a really good example. People who don't have enough progesterone have the munchies all the time, like coming down off a pot. They just get the munchies. And marijuana and the frequency for progesterone are identical. So that's a metabolic issue. Also, the two muscles in the jaw, the masseter and the pterygoid, when you use those together, it creates dopamine. And dopamine is that satisfaction feeling that you get from eating. And also is one of the neurotransmitters that helps control your weight. So you see all of this circle of frequencies, which is what we do here at the Institute. We stick a microphone in front of your face and take a vocal sample, and then we have an online workstation, soundhealthportal.com. Would somebody put that in our chat, please? Soundhealthportal.com. And you can go on that workstation and have your bio diet screening done. Thank you, Danya. Just choose services and then campaigns and then bio diet, and that will show you the neurotransmitters that are involved with your having trouble with weight management. Here at the center, we know that whoever controls your health controls your quality of life. And there's so much going on right now with the government and them controlling our medical needs or issues. You know, one of the things that Alexandra Cortez said the other day that really shocked me, she said people over 80 should have no medical attention because they've lived long enough, it's time for them to move over and make room for young people. And I thought, you know, I'm 72, that's 8 more years I have to live.
Wow.
I think we need to have some alternative that doesn't cost so much so that the government's not putting out so much money that they say, okay, people over 80 can't have anything. I think that's just, I can't even talk about it. It's despicable. Like, people over 80 aren't contributing members of society. Now, if I'm not a productive person, I would expect to go, and I would make that choice. I wouldn't want to stay here if I was not productive. That's my criteria for having a good life, is to be productive. So at our center, we have been doing this since the early 80s, what we published in the early 80s, and we have found, finally, after we gathered all of these vocal prints and started correlating information, we found that people with similar traumas, illnesses, syndromes, diseases, toxins, whatever, have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. And that means a sour note in your song, a sour note in your voice. We published that in 2004. And since then, many, many people have jumped on the bandwagon. Mayo Clinic, MIT, put in 2.5 billion vocal profiling, and you'll get all of this information about how much money people can make with vocal profiling. But I think that's the problem. Our health issues have been about money, not necessarily health. So I want to put this in the hands of the people so that our health issues can be looked at on our own, and we don't need the government telling us what medication we can have or what dance we have to jig. Because I know from our research here that the body has that ability through the voice to self-diagnose and to reorganize itself according to that internal information, as long as we can get away from glyphosates and food additives and the things that are poisoning us. We recently had a case of a girl that had some dental work done, and they gave her Flagyl, and it's been 2 months, and she's still down with incredible inflammatory pain, like really severe fibromyalgia. I went to her home because she can't travel and spent 4 days with her and found out that Flagyl is made from mold, and that's what she was having a reaction to. And when we looked at it, it really disturbed her mast, MAST cells to the body and created leaky gut. So the outside poison that they gave her was what was killing her. And we found an herb and a frequency for the herbs and was able to give that to her, and it quelled the inflammation. But that's one of the things that bioacoustics can do. And we're going to try to continue to give this away to people. We have a class coming up on Thursday that we're going to be doing some of this. Our 2-day classes that you can take the information and create a business are free. Just go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. I can see some of you on here who have taken the classes, and most people say, if this is free, what good is it? Well, we're starting a new trend. Free is going to be how we're going to be helping each other instead of robbing each other's pockets. So we're trying to inform people about what is going on. And today we're going to be informing people about Kelly Clarkson. And some of you may remember her as a country western singer that won the contest, some kind of contest on the television. I can't remember the name of it. Isn't that horrible?
American Idol.
American Idol, yes. And she was probably 50, 60 pounds lighter than this. And there's a lot of information online about her. We have a free booklet for you that talks about this. Whoops, I didn't mean to do that. For those of you who are just listening, we're looking at some information on a PowerPoint. So I'm going to put this information, this link, in our chat. And you can put it over in your chat, Richard, there at Blog Talk. Can they get the chat at Blog Talk after the show?
No, sorry to say, the chat goes away. It's ephemeral.
We should put this link in our notes on our
I'll put it in the show notes on the show for today at Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. The other thing is that we have created a booklet for you, and you can get this from soundhealthoptions.com, and go get it under the class options. And say you're going to be taking a class, because if you buy it under our shopping cart, they'll charge you $60, and we'd just rather give it to you. The other thing that we have for you is these tutorials and videos that teach you everything that we're going to be talking about this evening. And if any of you have a body type like Kelly Clarkson. Kim, I think you do. Do you have a microphone? I think you have a body shape like Kelly Clarkson, that it's kind of your hips and that. I don't mean to be insulting. I just was asking you to volunteer. So if you get a mic, you don't have one right now, as I see on our board. So we're going to teach this to you live and then give you information that you can deal with everything we're teaching you, and you can use this for other people. There are a lot of weight issues, all different directions, and I probably left out a lot here. Allergies, inflammation, overeating, which is really a hormone issue, wrong food combinations. Now, that can be a problem because it confuses your enzymes. Lack of digestive enzymes, unbalanced neurotransmitters, that's the one that's on the portal for free, that you can look at your neurotransmitters. Metabolic disorders like thyroid, sedentary lifestyle. I thought of another. Genetics is one of the biggies about all of this. When you are in a family history of not having enough to eat, it turns on a fat gene, turns on a hibernation gene that makes you collect fat. So I need to add that here. But there's a lot of ways people can gain weight, and your doctor will usually not tell you, or there's thousands of dollars in tests. You can go on our online portal, which we're going to show in a bit, and look at why you may have different issues of weight management. A warnings of your blood sugar. Sometimes when there's a blood sugar issue, it really is coming from a fat issue. It's coming from a fatty liver, which is an unbalanced cholesterol kind of issue. If we find that, we'll run you through the cholesterol information and see what's going on with all of it. So one thing will lead to another, and that's what we'd like to teach you or share with you, not really teach you. World's 10 fattest countries. We're third from the top. Kiribati, Kiribati, has 81.5% of their population that is fat. American Samoa, 93.5%. And the USA, 66.7%. I see some children today that are as wide as they are tall. And I think that deals with vaccinations and the poisoning to the body. I don't know if I'm going to get sanctioned for saying that, because Amazon, a lot of places are refusing to carry articles, videos, and books about anti-vaccines. I think that's a shame. We are being censored, and I don't quite know what to do about it, except to let you know where information is. There is no one-size-fits-all method for losing weight, and I'd like to introduce you to a book, Understanding Obesity. It's not every piece that we found, but it is a good understanding, by Dr. Lance Levy, L-E-V-Y. Good place to start, since we don't have 10 hours to be together. In that book, he talks about some untruths, that all calories are created equal, that a cake calorie is just the same as a hamburger, just a patty calorie. That could be true, but the body uses it in a different way. Your brain has nothing to do with diet. Serotonin, norepinephrine, GABA, dopamine, all those have to do with diet. And that's the bio diet evaluation that we put up for you, for the public, for free, on the soundhealthportal.com. So if that's an issue, you can tell all your friends about this and to go there and to get an evaluation that usually costs $250. Only willpower or drugs can control appetite. No, hormones control appetite. People are fat because they eat too much. Well, sometimes, but I can go to I'll tell a real story. My husband and I went to get pizzas 20 years ago, and he got a large. He said, I love going to have pizza with you. You eat one piece, and I can have the rest. Now, he is a 6'2" beanpole, and I'm Humpty Dumpty. We look like Jack Sprat and his fat wife when we're going someplace together. People who are fat are slow-minded. That's one of those fattest things we talked about. People are fat because they're lazy. Being fat is just in your genes. It could be, but I don't think so. Not just in your genes. Because when we found that hibernation gene, it made so much sense. If you have pain in your joints after eating something high protein, then that's probably uric acid. And that uric acid is what turns on that hibernation gene. So that is a good indicator for you. You can be fat, you can have fat from many places on the body. We're looking at two people and it's pointing to love handles, high insulin and blood sugar. I noticed when I started to develop diabetes that fat was accumulating under my arms, and I have since looked at that for other people. But if you have a computer, you can grab a screen shot. This is a great indicator of what might be happening in your body. Abdominal fat, high insulin, low growth hormone. Hips, butt, and thighs, high estrogen, low growth hormone. Belly fat, high insulin, low growth hormone, low estrogen. So this is some combinations of things that are going on. Metabolism. No one has their hand up yet, but if anybody would like to volunteer. Kim, I guess you don't have a mic.
Victoria messaged that she has a microphone on her computer that she's used for Skype.
All right, so we'll ask Victoria to be our guinea pig. All right. Metabolism is very individual. That's one of the things that we're really good at. Metabolism depends on your neurotransmitters. Metabolism depends on enzymes produced by the liver. Metabolism depends on glucose controlled by the liver. Metabolism depends on insulin created by the pancreas, which sometimes depends on genetics. There are other reasons for pancreatic issues. We had one guy in here that couldn't regulate his pancreas. They tried every kind of insulin, and it was an inflammation in his pancreas. Metabolism depends on detox by the kidneys, and metabolism depends on the Krebs cycle and the methylation cycle of the body, and we're going to talk about that. And metabolism depends on lipometabolism, and we have a whole software that you will be able to use when you join the portal, and the first 30 days are on us, so you can learn without being charged. So this is some of the things we're hoping to share with people. Now, body types, we think we have begun to understand a little bit more. When you look at the body and its hips and thigh, then we're looking at fat issues. Sugar, a sagging belly, we're looking at maybe leaky gut, digestion enzymes. All over fat, we don't know yet, but we're trying to put a label on it. And there is a place that you can go and look at your own body type. I can't give you the link in the chat because it all came into one. And I think Kelly Clarkson is the hip and thigh kind of issue. Her face is a little fat. If the face is really wide, like almost a round moon-shaped face, that is usually Hashimoto's, and it's a form of the thyroid creating antibodies to itself. And there are things that can be done about it. This is Kelly Clarkson. You can see that it's not particularly wide in her shoulders and boobs, but it begins to widen out in her hips. So if you, Kimberly has her hand up too. Let's see what Kimberly, I can't mute or unmute you because it doesn't show you have a mic. So you might want to put something in the chat. Victoria has a built-in microphone on her computer. These are not very accurate. They don't draw in the low frequencies that we really need to see where this issue is coming from. A traumatic brain injury is something different, but we do have software for that, PTSD and TBI. What is this? That we did as a project we did for the Army. This is Kelly Clarkson's information that we got from the computer, and we're going to show you how we did it. And you can see thyroid stimulating, lots and lots of thyroid information. Some nervous... Hello, who's talking? Somebody had their mic open and we're talking. Kimberly, is that you? Want me to unmute you? A headset usually is not adequate either. We could do it, but we'd have to widen up our variance, and it might not give us accurate information. So this is the kind of report that we create as a management report that you can take to your doctor. This is another book. We had this man on our show about the thyroid, and there are lots of links here. I will see if I can put them in the chat. Again, just thyroid information, because it seems to be a mystery to a lot of doctors. Here's the booklet again if you want to download your body type, and they're all in here along with information about what foods that you need to shut down or increase dopamine and serotonin, norepinephrine, GABA. It's really a good way for you to look at your own stuff. With hormones and weight, we look at adiponectin, ghrelin, leptin, insulin resistance, and cortisol. And those are in a software called Ultimate Diet. Went wrong way. The brain and weight management, this is the BioDiet that we have available for you. GABA is the precursor for serotonin, dopamine. Dopamine is a precursor for norepinephrine. I can see we're not going to have time to do a nano version of this, but I will put that link. We already have about 500 demos that people can use. The Krebs cycle and the energy cycle. That's, let me go to the bottom and get the map and see what I can do with this. I have to shut this down to come back to it. The Krebs cycle helps with energy at a metabolic layer or level. This is the Krebs cycle. It is before this. This is detox. This is how your body creates energy. We're looking at something from the methyl cycle genomics. And I will put the link for this map on our radio page so that you can go get a copy for yourself, or you can go to Comprehensive Care, Dr. Roberts Medical Practice. It's can't remember the exact link for it, but I'll put that on there too. Okay, because as we use these systems in the body, it tells us how the body is surviving metabolically. And this is where you're going to see a lot of information. Methionine, the body is not detoxifying. Sulfur, the body is not keeping up with its immune system. Cysteine makes glutathione. There is so much going on here, and we have a map for you that you can move the pieces around like a puzzle and begin to see which one of these systems is causing your issues. We have several softwares. Let me bring those back. that we can use. And if you are going to be doing any work with our beginning class, which is 2 days and free, then this kind of information will be made available to you. So the fat switch, we talked about that, that it creates hibernation. Mapping methylation, this will all come in a bundle and you'll be able to see it in just a few minutes. Inflammation, like we talked about, the guy whose pancreas was inflamed. Liver factors, this will tell you a lot about how you deal with fat and bile salts, hormones, enzymes. Cholesterol is a big part of weight control. Ultimate diet, we talked about that in terms of hormones for weight reduction. Bio diet is the one that we have available. We just added lipodemia. This is what Kim Kardashian has. And cofactors, how to look at the liver and how it relates to being overweight. So these are the softwares you see here, bio diet. I just explained all of these. Insulin resistance is in that package, ultimate diet, fat switch, liver factors. Lots and lots of information out there, but what they don't consider is you, the individual, at your metabolic level. That's what we're trying to do here. So we're going to show you how to take a WAVE file, and submit it to the portal. Now, Audacity, Audacity, is a downloadable file. Just put in Audacity, and whether or not you have a PC or a Mac, you can download this. So I'm going to move over to our portal, and we have already opened Kelly Clarkson's file. We're going to go back with Victoria's file and see what we can do there. But we have 8 different biomarkers. I'll cancel this. It might make me sign up again. And go to her biomarkers. This shows you 8 of her systems in bundles all at once. And it may just flip. Oh, it's going to open for me. So this we're looking at Kelly Clarkson's vocal sample in terms of aging. And in aging, we have vertigo, loss of balance, vascular circulation, tinnitus, loss of hearing, stem cells, growing old, sarcopenia, muscle loss, rejuvenation, that's reviving the body, memory, Alzheimer's, Lewy proteins, which is similar to Alzheimer's, hearing inquiry, smelling, swallowing, exploring arthritis, and collagen for connective tissue. And it says here she has 12% vertigo, 6, 6, 8, 9, not a lot, somewhere right around 10, hearing, smell, and taste. And so we can look at that 10% of our database by clicking on the database, and it'll show us just that color, and what's in the middle is very low. So she has a muscle, boy, I can't even pronounce it, salpingogenesis, that has low energy. So she might have trouble swallowing food or breathing or controlling her epiglottis. That'd be bad for a singer, wouldn't it?
Yikes.
And I just clicked on it, and it loads the information, supposed to load the information about that muscle. It must not have that muscle in its database. and I don't know how to get out of that. I'll just move it over here. Let's look and see if we can actually look up something. Oh, it's got me stuck. Oh, there it is. Let's cancel that. Amyloid beta, that causes Alzheimer's. Vertebrae C3 in the neck, that would be an issue with singing and swallowing. So we can look at each of these. And did you notice that at the end it gives you a note? This is B6, and that's a note of a G sharp. So it's kind of in a normal to low area. So you could look at this nutritionally. Mentalis, that's chin. Stereocolon, I don't even know what that is. A lot of these are muscles. And I didn't mean to click loading again and to mess it all up. I think it's slow here because I'm online with all of you. So aging, allergies, look at how many high allergies she has. Bioacoustic inflammation, a lot of high. This area in here is kind of normal. I'm talking about the second and third ring. The fourth and fifth rings are low. The first ring that we're looking at, the circle, this bullseye, those are the high notes that she has too much of. This is her nutritional information, toxicity information, lots of toxins there. Good grief. A neurological, brain issues, metabolic profile. Looks like she has a 9.7 in thyroid, 15 in leaky gut. Now, she probably doesn't know she has a leaky gut. Well, we certainly could look at that. Krebs cycle, 10%. For a leaky gut, glutathione, threonine, zonulin, zot, all of those biochemicals that cause the body to, intestines to have holes, and the stuff leaks out as food and poop, and your body builds up an allergy to it. The plantarum enzyme that's in your gut can help replenish the lining of the gut. I saw it recently, I think was Garden of Life. I think that was the nutrition. Here's connective tissue. And at the bottom, significant biomarkers. It took all nearly 300 biomarkers that we have in a database, and it said, in order, this is the problem. 20% of milk and wheat, she has a problem. 18% Lyme, 16% tremors. Now, that's usually choline. Let's look at and see. Oh, you can't look at it on this biomarker. Inflammation, 16, 15, on down the line. So the first thing we're going to look at for her is milk and wheat and see what the problem is. So if we go look at allergies, toxicity, nutrition, allergies, let's look at milk and wheat. 20-some percent, 6 out of 29. So we're going to click on it. And it only comes up 2, so several things are repeated several times. And there is a high, this is repeated 7 times, that she has an allergy or sensitivity to bovine caseomorphine, so milk protein, that can cause leaky gut. Same thing here, it's both high and low at the same time. So her body is not metabolizing it well. So this is the first place you can look for your client or yourself. What issue, what system of the body is in stress? So we can go to her file, her evaluations. Well, let's just look at this one. This was thyroid essentials. And once we get this to come up, we can create a written report just by going to evaluation report. And here also is that Krebs cycle chart, evaluation report. And it will give us by priority what needs to be looked at first. And we're going to look at relevance. The computer is doing all the work for you. We used to do this by hand. It took us hours. We taught the computer to do it. It does it in just a few minutes. A few clicks of the button gives you the report on you from beginning to end. It can be predictive. It's 5 pages with all the instructions up front. And we can look at next, let's just look at one next page. And again, this comes up by priority. You can print it here, or you can send it to them, bind it up and send it to them. This is incredible that this can happen. One of the other issues, that Krebs cycle, it has a more complete map in it. If it's going to come up, Amy Yasko gave us permission to use this map she has created in her book. In her book, this is the Krebs cycle, pyruvate. People are waking up tired. It's usually pyruvate. This tells you how your body is using energy to do the rest of the work that keeps you up and running. This is the same 4-5 issues of detox. Create energy, replete your DNA, and use your incoming resources. That's in the methylation mapping program that we have online for you. So I am going to open something called Audacity. And in the booklet that we offered you, free, is all the instructions on how to do this. So I'm going to see if I can open Victoria's mic. Victoria, you are unmuted. Can you talk?
Hi there, can you hear me?
Very low. Can you get closer to your mic?
Well, let's see. I'll play around with some settings.
You're going to have to get way closer. We're not going to be able to pick it up.
Are you on a desktop or a laptop, Victoria?
Laptop, she says.
So the microphone is probably in the hinge down at the at the bottom of the screen. So you can get as close to that as possible. Or it's at the very top near the camera.
Yeah, I was talking at some other port.
Okay, that's a little louder, but get closer and talk to us.
Okay.
We'll see if we can pick that up. Okay, you're going to talk for 30 seconds. Do you see these numbers at the top here? You're going to talk about your weight issues or what you want us to look at until this comes to 30 seconds. Okay?
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yes. That's much better. Great.
Oh, good.
Okay. Go.
Well, my weight issues, I used to be quite athletic, and I exercise, I do yoga, I do weights every so often, but I also do a lot of physical therapy things. My day starts with smoothies and green drinks, and I eat all natural, home-cooked things. But my health issues have been a head injury, lots of medications, lots of physical problems, inflammation, and I'm just trying to figure this all out.
Okay, we got it. This is great.
All right.
Okay, we're going to do an export, not save. We're going to turn off your mic. I'm hearing myself twice. I'm going to export this, and I'm going to call it Victoria. If I spell your name, T-O-R-I-A, online. And in the instruction book, it tells you how to set all of this up on your computer and what files to make and all that. So we are not going to kill this. We are simply going to minimize it. And I'm going to go to my files and say, I want to look at a new client. It actually takes longer to put this demographics in than it does to do your actual work. V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. Birthday, and you can make it up if you want. Okay, we don't have a birthday. We put in 12-12-12. Oh, I see it. You put it in chat. That's great. 12-19-1969. Where are you from? What state? New York. Okay. Can you see how this would make a great diet center? I just think that's incredible. So we're going to go down here and say, let's get rid of this. Let's look at weight. That's what we want to look at. We might want to look at vitamins and some other things, but we're kind of running out of time here. So save and continue. And I'm going to say a new voice file. Browse, and I set this up in my waves file, and there you are. Click, click, save and continue. We go to your biomarkers, and these are just 8 overview biomarkers. I've created a lot of other biomarkers that people can look at. So this usually takes about 12 seconds to look at, and it'll bring up all of those circles we were looking at, but we're only going to look at the bottom for right now to see a general direction of where you want to go. And this thing is just sitting here spinning. There it goes. So we look at the bottom, and it tells us food additives, exploring arthritis, 12% adiponectin. Adiponectin is an issue with how the body distributes fat. Smoking doesn't necessarily mean you're a smoker. It means that you're in an environment that is polluted. Joints, 11%. Wheat issues. Glutathione issues, 11%. Hives, 10%. We could look at any or all of these. This gives us some direction for an overview that there's some allergies, there's some immune system, dirty air, mostly this adiponectin from the liver, and that has to be in control for you to lose weight. We can print these for our client. Let's go back and look at some of the other biomarkers that I've created, and we could look at this first one is aging. I made one for weight, and I put all those weight softwares in it. Right. There's thyroid weight management. I took all of those softwares that dealt with weight management, and this is what it tells me. Lipodemia, your body has a problem processing fats. It could be gallbladder, and that's serine, cysteine, taurine, and coenzyme A. But we now can go look at exactly what are the issues. This is 5%. The fact that that is a longer bar shows that the digestion basics at 5% is just a bigger database. So let's look at lipoedema first. This is too high. Adiponectin receptor. Now you can't buy those. You have to go get it with sound. These are also sound. Nitric oxide synthase, too high. Your body's not using it. That acts as a wall between the capillaries and the body's detox system. You can get this at Amazon. It helps the body detox all the garbage. And a lot of the times, fat accumulates around a toxin. And if you don't detox the toxin, the fat will stay to protect you from that poison. G-protein bile, some bile salt there. Adenyl cyclase, we could look up any of these. Okay, that's where it's going to load that information about that adenyl cyclase. Still very, very slow, probably because my computer's being maxed out by how I'm dealing with this. Adnylcyclase. I think it's C-Y-C-L-A-S-E.
Yeah, cyclase.
Yeah, C-Y-C.
Nope. Isn't it C-Y-C-L-A-S-E?
Yes, I still can't spell. C-Y, okay, try that. There's a lot of different things that you can use. I can't find this because I can't spell it. But we have HyperHealth on here. So lots of things that we could use. These are all low things. Dual DOPA, lipoedema, orexin. That's part of adiponectin pathway. So let's go look at your digestion. That's 5% of the database, 12 out of 239, where with lipoedema it was 33 out of 697. This should turn red. So let's go undo the lipoedema. All I want is digestion basics, and it's giving me everything. Well, I can go at it a different way. I'll just do it this way. And there's your digestion. Potassium is low. Your tongue gets swollen when potassium is low. V-Kit, Hardy, Zuckerman, 4, feline sarcoma. Why that is in there, I do not know. But it must have something to do with appetite. Epithelial cell growth factors. Tetracycline, which has to do with, it's an antibiotic, but it can control your digestion. Ghrelin is high, you're going to be constantly hungry. There's that Zuckerman thing again. I'm going to write that down because I want to look that up. Zuckerman. Okay, Iodoquinol, I don't know what that is. Cocaine. Now, cocaine is the same frequency as your diaphragm. So your diaphragm may be inflamed. Bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else. So you can go in. Didn't mean to click that. You can go in and look at any of these databases that I've created and bundles. Perfection, Balance, Cardiovascular, hundreds of these bundles that we look at. it gives you a good indication of where you can start looking at somebody or even yourself. And we love to have people set up businesses to do this, and we have programs to help them do that. Here's the home page for the portal where you can go look at your own stuff. Go to services. This is your personality profile. You can do that too. It's fun. Go to campaigns. And for this class, we try to keep like six up there at a time. So you'd go to bio diet. Put your vocal print in. And you can dump it right on the website. But you really need a good microphone, not one in your laptop, because they're notoriously unreliable. But this will allow you to go in for you or your client and put in a file, and the computer with a few checks of a button will do exactly what I showed you that we can do. Our class, it's a two-hour class. To learn to do more of this is Thursday. If you want a invitation to that, here's my email address. SherryEdwards@gmail.com. S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards. People ask why Sherry spelled that name that way. I just think that's what I was born to do. People ask why you give all this away. I am a Sherry by my soul. Can you talk a bit, I know we're over a bit, about these classes that you've attended, Richard, and they aren't just a free fly away, know nothing class?
The amount of information that you'll get in these classes will blow your mind. You'll take notes, and then you'll want to go back and watch the replays if they're available, because I especially now I find with the portal is so powerful, because when I watch this, like this chart that Sherry has up currently that says bioacoustic wake management feedback, this pie chart that they've invented is mind-blowing. I'm so old, I remember we had to do this on, like, spreadsheets. You know, and now it's just a graphic image, and the ability to put all this into the portal and compare any number of things. So you do come away with a lot of information. At first you'll think, I'll never understand this, and then down the road it slowly falls into place.
How many times have you used this?
A zillion? quite a bit. I like the portal so much because for me it makes it so much easier to be able to put data for, and partially because it was a pain point for me, because I was the Mac supporter for people who are trying to use the original software that you had to load on a Windows machine. So it's so amazing to just whip this out on anybody's computer and go, here, talk to the microphone.
This will work on any platform. We haven't found the platform it doesn't work on. As we're looking at Victoria's file, the blue is normal. And we're going to ask the computer. She has a long-term mold problem. These are mold issues. This is a trauma issue. All of these low things tells me that her muscles aren't getting the nutrients that she needs. So it's as easy as pull the points, and there's lots of different options, and that's what we're going to teach you on Thursday. That class is free too, yes. Somebody asked that. So it gives us all these little red dots, and there's some that it didn't pick. I would pick this one because I think that's important. So you can, it picks 24, but you can pick more than that if you want. So we say save and close. We have not picked a template yet. So let's pick a template of Victoria. What do you choose? What template do you want to choose? Let's get this adiponectin one. And it will give us a printout by priority, by relevance of what you need to do for this adiponectin issue that came up as one of the very high issues that you had. And I'm just pushing buttons. The computer is doing all of this for me. It took us a long time to teach the computer to do what we were doing by hand in hours. So it comes up an adiponectin evaluation. Let's open it. It has a higher score than the first one. Whoops, and I got a problem here. I thought I took these frequencies out. So let me go back and say, well, it says column chooser. I need to take these out because I'm not allowed to show frequencies on the air. And so let's see if it changed it. Yes. So 12, let's look at the relevance first. 24, adiponectin receptor is where you have your issue. That regulates your adiponectin expression. The wonderful thing about bioacoustics is you can't buy this at the store, but we can regulate it using a frequency. So the first thing you want to do for your client is just make a report, a summary report that you can use as a management report for them to take to their medical provider. It says only 2 pages. That's unusual. There it goes. And there's the issues that need to be attended to. And most every one of these are frequency-based. You can't go by this. We can also say, let's look at 6 variants because her microphone was not very good. So it'll give us a wider range to look at. We hope all of you end up joining our portal, doing this for yourselves, your family, your friends. Now at least has 3 pages. Let's look at page 2. And starting a business and helping us gather data. We'll help you as much as we can. And we also hope that you will join our 2-day class that's coming up for people who want to do research. And our 2-hour class that's coming up Thursday to teach you more of the same. I think we are going to concentrate on people who are doing sound and music therapy in the class that's coming up. I probably should have looked at... look on our website, Victoria, and they'll tell you which microphone is the best. They're about $40. The ones that we use. We are over time. Thank you, Richard, for staying.
You bet.
If you have other questions, you can write them to me, and I will look over the chat. So if you guys want a copy of the chat, click in Control-A, copy, Control-A, Control-C, and if... Victoria, if you will send me your address, I think you can also buy microphones on the portal right through Amazon.
And I prefer I prefer the microphones on Sherry's portal or site than I do the Yetis. I'm not real wild about the Yetis for accuracy. That's a personal comment.
Cumbersome, yes.
Yeah.
And I am trying to get my chat because I keep losing it if I close down first. I certainly appreciate all of you being here. If you think this is important, please pass it on to your friends. We have also just done an article about Meghan Markle's baby and the stress it may be in. If you want a copy of that, write to me. And we have also just done the two accusers of Michael Jackson that's come out in the movie Neverland. So check our website. Oh, thank you, Donya. She says, we love you. We love the idea that we're doing. It's all a labor of love for us. Richard doesn't get paid. I don't get paid. We're doing this because it's an important thing that needs to happen to our society, to put hands, to put health back into the hands of the people. So I'm excited you're here. Please join us whenever you can. Richard, any last thoughts?
No. I have too many, so I'm stopping now because I have to call a client.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. That was really fun, Sherry. It's always fun to watch you go down the rabbit hole, especially with the portal. It's mind-blowing. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to close down Blog Talk Radio. You can keep talking if you'd like. Okay, bye-bye over here.